Front page, NRL's idiot code. That is the front page of the Sunday Telegraph revealed. Rugby league to enforce tough new punishments. We've had our say about that in the first hour. Let's find out what our next guest has to say about it. He is the straight shooter, Zorba. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, Jimmy. You don't sound on mic to me. I can hear Ray loud and clear, but you are down the corridor, old mate.
Yeah, everyone's saying that to Jimmy today.
Yeah, we've got an issue with that, Zorb. We'll sort it out.
Yeah, one team, Jim, yeah. Well, what do you think about the NRL's idiot code, Zorb? Your take on it, mate?
It seems that the NRL want to give more power on player behaviour than ever before to the area of the game where I don't think we need any more involvement from them. That's the integrity unit. They're becoming all too powerful, even more powerful than the commission itself. I think that's fraught with danger, taking that completely out of the players' employers, which is the clubs. I think it's got a lot of areas of grey in it for my look. I think there's more important things than player behaviour. It's always going to be to the fore, particularly in off-seasons. And, yeah, last off-season was a bad one. But I think the decline in viewers is a bigger problem for the NRL to be looking at than player behaviour. I don't like the big brother with a stick over our game at all.
Nah, totally agree with you. How's that, Zorb? You're hearing that better?
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
There we go. Yeah, we've had our say about it earlier. What the punishment matrix, as it's being referred to, it gives us no clearer indication of what would happen in a Jack DeBellin situation where he hasn't had his day in court, and that's the point.
Exactly right. And our game is littered with examples of having your day in court, and we haven't had that in this case.
Hey, Zorb, you said something earlier.
Hang on, we got Ray off mic now. Go again, Raymond.
Am I back on
now?
Here?
You're back.
Geez, we're going well here this morning, aren't we? Hey, Zorb, you said something earlier about TV numbers being down. Jimmy made a point earlier this morning that Channel 9's numbers might be down, but Foxtel's are up, and overall, rugby league numbers are up. Your take on that?
Well, I hope that's the case. I'm not across it like Jim is. He's in it. But I'm only going on what I'm reading, and that Channel 9 want to get out of Thursday night football, which hasn't been a huge success. Quite frankly, I like it. I think it was one of the games of the weekend. This round, Bulldogs beating Para, and it raised a lot of questions about a lot of things in the game. I mean, I love it. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I wish it could go all through the week, but it's obviously not being accepted on free-to-air like it was.
I'd imagine the clubs don't like it, and I also have an issue with the time it kicks off, because as a father of young kids and the kids, I've got an eldest son who's 9 who loves watching the footy. That's just too late.
Yeah, and I think all those things have got to be taken into account, but I definitely agree that there's bigger things in the game than player behaviour. I mean,
yep.
Players are always going to misbehave. That's part of, you know, being a young, virile sportsman. No excuse for it, but we're not going to change it, and the league aren't going to change it.
And all leagues around the globe, and we're not saying it's right, as you say, all leagues around the globe struggle with it. It's the reporting of it that's often interesting in the way it's played out across the media. What about Nathan Brown and the situation up there in Newcastle? He got ahead of the curve and maintained his composure throughout. But that side, that was insipid last night.
Yeah, well, they didn't try one bit, did they? And they should hang their heads in shame. Once again, this all seems to be started by player managers again. And when player managers want to move players or they're not happy with a coach, things start in the background and then they just build into a crescendo, which is then unable to be harnessed in by the club. I think the Knights have looked stupid in this whole thing. Nathan Brown has come out of it with dignity, but really, when you rate his performance there at Newcastle, I don't agree that he was there just to rebuild and then once his job's done, he's got to go. I mean, surely if you build, you should get the benefits.
Yes, correct.
Build.
Yes.
I mean, he's lost his dream job in the NRL and he's hoping that he'll go somewhere else to repair someone, another club. I just think the player managers have become termites in the game. They eat away at clubs' foundations. Some of them, really, you don't want to do business with. And it's up to the clubs to say, hey, we're not doing business with you. The question's got to be asked too. They'll now go to a rookie coach. Looks like it's going to be Adam O'Brien.
Yes.
I mean, we've already seen a rookie coach go down this year in Garth Brennan, who everyone told us was going to be magical. Adam O'Brien, to mine, he's been assistant coach for a long time, and sure, he's coming out of the Roosters system, but trying to emulate Trent Robinson at the Roosters isn't always going to work. And I dare say he's going to have a heck of a job in front of him, Adam O'Brien. If it's him, I would much rather be going with a tried and true coach.
Well, the other thing about that is this. Garth Brennan at least was coaching his own sides in the lower grades. Adam O'Brien has only been an assistant. He might be the next Craig Bellamy, but you
it's
don't know. You don't.
Gamble.
And the other thing is, how many players has Adam O'Brien dropped?
Exactly right.
Yep.
And how many times has he had to settle issues that coaches have got to settle?
That's right.
And what's he like at being able to assist in building a roster and the salary cap? I mean, there's a lot of things to being a coach in the NRL. I think it's a dumb mistake, and I think they have got a fantastic junior area to pull on.
Yes.
And I think they've built their club, but it's time now for really tried and true coach to go there and to deliver a bit. I think at the moment they're trying to be a Northern Roosters, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, Saul, there were three blowouts yesterday. One of those with the Roosters. They were clinical against the Dragons, 34-12. Kronk, Tedesco, Keary, awesome form. They're looking pretty good, the Premiers.
Oh, I think they've got the title. I don't think anyone's going to beat them. I think they're the best side in the comp, the best coach side in the comp, and they've got the best roster. I think come finals time, and they're building up to it now. I mean, that performance yesterday was they were much too good.
Yep.
Different class than the Dragons, who are a real disappointment this year. They're going to finish one from the bottom.
Well, by the way, I wanted to make mention of congratulations to Tara Saylor and Wendell Saylor, and young Tristan made his NRL debut yesterday. And
Got
himself a try. Yeah, he didn't look out of place, did he? So well done to him on that one. Hey, Thursday night, that was a cracking game of footy, as you mentioned. Mitchell Moses, I thought what he'd been doing was showing us in the course of the last, say, 12 weeks that, you know what, he's a game manager now. Mm. Didn't quite get it right on Thursday night. Can he do it in the semi-finals, Orbs?
Well, that's the big question about Parramatta. Other than Peter Sterling, Parramatta halves have a history of choking in finals football. They excel in the premiership, but fail to deliver when it matters. Mitchell Moses, for all his hype, could be yet another in the blue and gold number seven to fail in the big ones. He failed to handle the pressure in the 12-6 loss to the Bulldogs. Moses and Dylan Brown were outplayed by Lachlan Lewis and Kieran Foran completely in a finals-type shootout. And you've got to give it to the Bulldogs. They are going right to the full-time whistle.
Oh, yeah.
They simply handle the pressure better. And because their halves steered them around the park better, Moses barked plenty of orders, and he looked flashy. But like about 20 other halfbacks before him, he couldn't deliver when it mattered. Tim Smith's memory is being continued by Mitchell Moses. Tim Smith, when he kicked in his own quarter, I said, never should play first-grade football again. Kicked because he didn't want to take a tackle. He reminds me a lot of Mitchell Moses.
Oh, that's hard. I don't think that's fair.
Never fair.
That's a good point.
Hey, I tell you, it was fair. Fantastic game, Broncos and South. The pre-match build-up was enormous, and the match lived up to it.
Exactly. What I got out of that game was that Damien Cook was re-energised. A week ago, I said he looked tired and flat, and South looked tired and flat, but he bounced back to his best. What about that tackle on Corey Oates to save the game?
Brilliant.
On Friday night. It was brilliant, but he did a lot of hard work as well. South led 22-8, but full marks for the Broncos. They ended up being in a thrilling game of rugby league, 22-20. South scored some brilliant tries, and maybe the old coach has timed their finals run to perfection. No Burgess boys, no Alex Johnson, no Kyle Turner or Braden Burns. They're back in the four, and they're looking good. I thought the James Roberts incident with Corey Oakes was dumb.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be out of football till the finals, and he had to prove something there on Friday night, and he didn't do it.
His play outside of that was quite good, but that you're right, that put his team under enormous pressure, and now they miss him for a couple of weeks. Lawrence Lancini, the speculation he's going to leave the Cowboys. You've spoken about Paul Green a number of times. I know they had a tough week with the incredible circumstances around Matt Scott, but apparently Green and Michael Morgan have had a blow-up at a sponsor function, and yet they come out on Friday night and put in a great performance against the Panthers. Where are the Cowboys at, Saul?
Well, the Cowboys have been one of the major disappointments of the year. We've spoken about them over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I think Paul Green, his performance has been ordinary as the coach of that side. Michael Morgan's had his worst season ever.
Yes.
And obviously the pressure when those two went at it after a function last week, I thought was poor form. And for Lancini to come out and say Green is our coach, he's going to stay, that's like the kiss of death. when an official comes out and supports a player or a coach, normally the end is nigh.
Walking the plank. Hey, Zorb, two games to finish the round today. One cracker, Raiders v Seagulls. Watch this happen, mate.
Oh, cracker in the capital today. Oh. What a game of football this is going to be. Four of the last five times they've played, there's been 4 points or less. Two have gone to Golden Point. There are individual duels galore. The fullbacks will be interesting. I love the front row clash. Papali and Adetunua Blake. Sia Soliola, the veteran, up against Martin Tapau. The halves. Dylan Walker against Jack Whiten. It'll be a cracker of a game of football. Both sides play wonderful football. I'm going for Manly 1-12. But before that, I'm going for the Storm. Can you have 20-plus? 30-plus?
Yes. No, I'm serious. Yes.
Oh, boy. Anyway, we've gone 13-plus Storm into Seagulls 1-12 as the Zapper today. And I want to give a wrap to Kieran Foran. I thought his performance in the Bulldogs 12-6 win over Parramatta was outstanding. When he's fit, which hasn't been often in the last couple of years, he plays right at the line, one of the few number sixes that does. And full marks to the Bulldogs too for going right till the end of this premiership. And look where they are in the competition now.
I was shaking my head watching Kieran Foran on Thursday night saying, when he plays, he's $1 million player, but unfortunately he doesn't play enough to be $1 million player.
Injuries,
so that's the challenge around that. But my word, there's no doubt he's on his courage player. And his skill, for that matter. Hey, big double-page spread in the paper today. Not sure whether you caught it or not, Zorb, but burying a seven-year feud, and there was talk about an olive branch extending from Dez Hasler to Scott Penn. Now, you're related to Scott Penn. You're mates with Dez Hasler. Did you know about any of this? Were you aware that this was transpiring and the voicemail that was left?
Well, I knew Dez was getting restless, and I knew that his pocket would be burning because he would be spending some money that he would have accounted not to spend for another 10 years. I knew that Heather Penn had once said that she would never have Dez back as coach.
Yes.
And an olive branch had to be extended somewhere, and it looks like Dez extended it, and the Penn family accepted it. I think it's been great for everybody, but it was a tough time. Tough, as you said to me, because Dez is one of my very best mates.
Yeah.
I worked with him right through his golden era at Manly, and I loved every day of it. And he's a strange dude, but he's a wonderful person. And, of course, my family always come first, so it was a difficult time for me. But I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad the Seagulls are firing again. The win today would be... would surprise a few people. Manly play the Raiders and
yes.
the Storm and Para, and it's a tough road in, but guess what? They've beaten those sides already this year.
Tough finish. Their destiny is in their own hands.
What about Run Republic? You were going to ask me about them.
Yeah, One Republic have been confirmed for the grand final entertainment. I thought you'd be happy with that.
I'm very happy with it. I'm a fan of Ryan Tedder, who is the lead singer. I love Rescue Me and Counting the Stars. Two of their big hits. I mean, if you've got 1.9 million people following you on Instagram, you've got to be something special. So bring them on.
Don't you love it when Zorb does his homework? I'm telling you, Zorb, Ryan Tedder came on. He did a little bit of stuff on The Voice a few seasons ago. We like watching. He is a genius, that kid. Like, he's not a kid, he's 40. He's a genius. Musical genius.
Certainly much better than some of the dumbos we've had at some of the grand finals in recent years who have been pathetic.
All right. Now, you say such nice things and then you go and spoil it all. Good on you, Zorb. Have a great day, mate. Good luck to your Eagles.
Okay, boys. Talk to you next week.
See you, Pete.
The Zapper is on the website, tab.com.au. Go to today's specials. Today's specials, Zorba Zapper. Storm 13 plus into a Manly win, 1-12. And we're offering you $6 on that one. It's only
I like it.
We've got value there, $6. So make sure that's how you find it.